Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 193. I'm going to dive right in this week. No jibber-jabbing at the top. To be honest, it's Monday morning, I've barely had a sip of coffee, and I don't think I can handle much jibber-jabbing, and I don't think you could handle a lot of jibber-jabbing either. Well, no extra jibber-jabbing. There's going to be a little bit. And here it is. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You may ask, what do you mean documentary content? Well, we have a number of shows on the network that recount actual historical events. If you've never heard our show Vidolatry, a look at the life of Gore Vidal, you're missing out. We also have a podcast all about Chris Gaines, the Garth Brooks alter ego, documenting it from start to finish. So go search for those and get yourself some education and some entertainment. If all goes well, there will be plenty of great new content coming out on We Own This Town this week, so keep your eyes peeled on weownthistown.net and all our social media accounts at We Own This Town on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for updates on when all the new episodes drop. But for this show, let's just dive right in, shall we? New local music headed your way now. Sometimes wondering why, and if I run enough time, I'll have a mantra in my mind. Let me go. That was I'm Trying to Open Up, Damn It, from Lowercase Z. Interesting story, that band is actually a rebranding of the band Z. I got a message on Instagram from Zach Proser, originator of Z, that there had been a lineup change and the band is now called Lowercase Z. I don't profess to understand why the lineup change needed to necessitate a name change, but maybe there was a need for a fresh start, or reinvention, or maybe all this contributes to the fact that you really can't predict what's going to happen with Z. So, new name and a new sound. That EP that this song is pulled from, called Better to Laugh, the number two, is less metal and heavy-hitting than the last few Z releases, but still every bit as eclectic. I particularly like the song we played, but every track on that release is solid. More singing than screaming, though there is some of that too, and some very unexpected keyboard sounds and a bit more melody throughout the whole thing. So definitely love to hear this and love to hear that they're back in the mix, so welcome Lowercase Z. I don't know the full backstory on the name change, but if you were into Z, now you're into Lowercase Z. Okay, next up, here's a track we debuted over on the We Own This Town site very recently.
You must be out of your mind. I may be crazy, but I sure as hell ain't too blind to be aware of what you refuse to see. I do this for me. I was ambitious and bored. I only had too many things that I was good at for sure. Black money, sex and war. Give the world a fright and to satisfy.
invincible, and you'd become an obstacle, and we'd be unresolvable till one of us was volatile, just enough to see which one would win or die. Finders, keepers,
the first single from a new album by Fable Cry. That song is all over the place, but I gotta tell you, they do a fantastic job of wrangling all the things together. Honestly, there's touches of sea shanty styles, big metal riffs and double bass, blaring lead trumpet, layers and layers of vocals, and it doesn't even feel the least bit disjointed. I suppose that's a testament to the skills of the band, but I'm just flabbergasted such things could be brought together in any sort of harmonious way. But I can't deny the evidence. Listen to it. It's great. The album that this track is taken from is slated for August of this year and will be a concept album described as, quote, a conceptualized rock opera of gangsters, vampires, betrayal, and petty revenge set in the seedy underworld of the American Prohibition era. I would say I'm skeptical that a rock opera about gangsters, vampires, betrayal, and petty revenge could be done by any band, but Fable Cry's already proven they are not to be underestimated, so I'll anxiously await the next single and the full album. All right, let's switch it up with something a bit more straightforward. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
That was a new single from Les Skunk called You Know How to Dance. I love the garage rocky, dancey vibe of it. Feels like a lot of the music that we've listened to on the show from the Nashville 80s underground bands, but totally fresh and new, really embracing that new wave vibe. I've been following Les Skunk for a number of years now, and I know very little about the whole thing. If I'm not mistaken, it's the work of one person by the name of Gabriel Casey, or maybe the name Jim Pang, not exactly clear on that one. And the songs are released at random, and generally only on Bandcamp. There's no social media around it, and I don't think I've ever seen any live shows booked. Regardless, it's a damn fun song. I kind of love the mystery of the whole project and the ambiguity of the whole thing. And I look forward to the next Les Skunk release. Honestly, this song could be a cover and I don't even know it. It just feels so familiar and instantly memorable. I hope it doesn't come up that it's a cover because I'll have egg on my face. I did Google the title hoping that it would come up, but I found nothing. So Les Skunk, if that's an original, damn, you did a great job. Okay, let's slow it down a little bit with a familiar name. Twin with Thrice, one of two songs off of a new double single, the other track being Soothsay. This one just popped up on my Spotify Discover this past week, and I'm really enamored with both tracks. They're both really withdrawn, slower, ballady types, but there's something about the vaguely warbly production that's just addictive to me. It takes the melancholy vibe of the song and just pushes it even further. I'm also happy to see that the band's full-length debut was released in September of 2019, and we're already getting new music from them. So let's hope we're treated to some new Twin every 6 months from here on out. I'm counting on it. Don't disappoint me, Twin. All right, another brand new one. Let the world around you, but the picture's wrong. A motivation. That was Justice from Brenna Boy, a new single released at the very beginning of April. It's been about a year since their last single, so I'm happy to see that they're continuing to release new music. I love the dark vibe happening on that one, and I'm enjoying the message that the band included along with it. Quote, "Should we go left or right? Sometimes we can only do so much, and then we have to let go and let it happen. Right? I hope that this encourages some of you to let go and maybe take a route that brings the best you front and center." End quote. I haven't fully assimilated how the lyrics and the message mesh, but I like it regardless. Honestly, I'm just happy that there's an outfit in town making some dark, modern, gothy, dancey electronic songs. Hopefully there's more of this sooner than later. And Brenna Boy, I hope that I'm not mangling your band name. B-R-I-N-E, Brenna Boy. That's probably the correct pronunciation. I just worked it out here on air. I hope you all enjoyed that. Brenna Boy, Justice. Check it out on Bandcamp, linked on the episode descriptions. All right, next up, here we go.
Save your worries for tomorrow and your pain to yesterday. Come now, let's find a way to escape for today. What happens to a child? license to the stolen spirits, cut short by the breath of a sine wave, tossed out with the week's recycling. In the court of cool intentions, by the common rule of law, where the moss
was a brand new single from Creamer called Hideaway. I've been a fan of Creamer since the band moved here from Texas and released their first record back in 2018. They embody so many tenets of classic rock, very front and center vocals, occasionally searing and soaring guitars, and a lot of solid visual presentation. They never really dip into the glam world so much, but it never feels dated. It just feels immediately nostalgic and familiar. That was obviously a bit of a ballad, and I find it quite comforting. I love these lyrics at the top. Maybe it's because it's early morning and I'm still without my coffee, but I really love this. Save your worries for tomorrow and your pain to yesterday. Come now, let's find a way to escape for today. Certainly some admirable advice for just about any time. We played a track from a band called Neon Castles the other week. That band features Creamer and Reno Beau together. So, we're starting to see a good bit of new music being released from the realm of Creamer, and hopefully this trend will continue. All right, let's keep this quiet ballady vibe going.
When I finish watering the plants, I want to water them again. When I finish one of the three books I'm finishing, I want to stare at the ceiling. A sound I cannot figure out right next to my window wakes me up some mornings. I lay there for a minute, watch the pink light hit the trees, and I go back to sleep. We play cards on the floor. You told me about your plan. I talked about the churches I grew up in. In some weird way we were the same. Light takes on all kinds of forms. Do we know enough, or could we know some more?
Three Books from Thad Kopeck off his latest release, Three Books. We played another track from this one called Nature of Belonging back in January, but now the entire release is available on all the streaming platforms, and I do recommend you check it out. The entire LP has this same vibe. It's very sparse, it's very quiet, very lyric-driven pieces. It's a refreshing version of Kopeck, whom I generally think of as a delicate, layered, very electronic performer. It's nice to see this other side of the coin from him and hear these very tender songs. Give yourself some quiet space and go listen to Three Books, linked in the episode description. Okay, let's close out the show with something a bit more revved up. Thank you. That was Jeremy Fetzer with the song Mendocino, featuring Dwayne Eddy. If you are not familiar with the works of Dwayne Eddy, spend some time after this podcast looking him up and getting to know his full catalog of works. You will not be disappointed. That's a We Own This Town promise. Fetzer, also known as one half of the duo Steelism, released this track along with a number of different announcements. First off, 100% of April sales of the 7-inch for this song will be, quote, directed towards hands-on Nashville and music cares for Nashville tornado relief and COVID-19 relief, end quote. So that's fantastic. Buy the 7-inch, 100% of sales will go towards those fantastic foundations. Secondly, this track is the announcement of a new imprint label called Fetzicon that Fetzer is operating with 30 Tigers. And lastly, Fetzicon will release an EP called Phases in June. So, lots to look forward to there, and that's a hell of a way to start. That song is fantastic. I accidentally put it on repeat last week when it came out, and I didn't mind it at all. I heard it probably 10 times on accident. Didn't notice, didn't mind. That's a hell of a testament. All right, that's our show. I hope everyone is staying relatively sane and healthy and getting plenty of coffee in the mornings. Hit us up at weownthistown.net. Find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The music bed for the show is by Upright T-Rex. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay safe, stay isolated. We will see you soon. Bye.